Okay, so we're on Daf Nun today. So I'm going to go back, just review a little bit from Mem Tetem days. So on 49b, page 98, this is in yesterday's Daf. So the Gemara, this is four lines above where it gets wide. So the Gemara is to ask the following question. So if the Kohen Gadol shechted the par, again, on Yom Kippur, one of the korbanot that a Kohen brings, the Kohen Gadol brings, is a par. He brings a par as a chatat, and it's one of the chataot primiot. It is one of the chataot primiot. So the dam is spread on the inner mizbeach, and the animal itself, and the case on Kippur, the par is also sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the animal itself is burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And then some parts are also actually burnt on the outer mizbeach as well. So the par of the Kohen Gadol, he pays for it out of his own pocket. Pays for it out of his own pocket, but we said that he brings kapara for himself and for his brethren Kohanim. So this is on Mem Tet Amud Beis 49b, five lines above where it gets wide. Says Ibailu, let's say he shechted the par and then he died. Can the second Kohen who's going to take over for him? So he's the Kohen Gadol. He's working on Yom Kippur, and a terrible tragedy happens, and he shechs the par. And then he's gestorben geworden, and he dies. Now we have a second Kohen Gadol. The second Kohen Gadol pick up where the first one left off and just go in with the dam. He says, "Mi'mrinan b'par v'apilu d'moshel par." So the Torah says, "B'zot yavoron kodesh b'far ben bakar l'katat." Do I say par ben bakar l'katat? Even the blood. In other words, what does he have to come with? Even if he brings the blood is the essence of the par. So he walks in with the blood. Odilma b'par v'lo d'moshel par, or perhaps. The pshat is he has to come in with par. In other words, he gets to enter if he presents a live par and then does the avoda with the live par. Then he gets to enter the base, the Kodesh Kodashim. So with that and do the avoda with that. So two lines above where it gets wide. Reb Chinin Omer b'par v'lo b'demoshel par. Reb Chinin says you need an actual par and the blood alone doesn't do it. Reish Lakish Amar b'par v'lo b'demoshel par. Reish Lakish says no. Even the blood is enough, and you see, like with the letter from the Rambam, that's the way Rambam paskins. Then Rabbi Ami Amar b'par v'lo b'demoshel par. Rabbi Ami says it has to be the actual animal. Rabbi Yisrael Amar b'par v'lo b'demoshel par, and Rabbi Yisrael says even with the blood of the par. Okay, now let's skip down to the top line, Anun Amid Aleph. Okay, so just again, so we said that Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha is what he corrects on the side. Rabbi Yisrael says b'par v'lo b'demoshel par. Even the blood alone is enough. So the top line, a new number, 58, the top line. So the Gemara says, Eifei Rabbi Yitzchak Napcho the Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Yitzchak Napcho holds the blood alone is sufficient. He asked Rabbi Ami. He says, V'hotziat kol hapar. This pasuk, Yosef, I hate to bother you. Can you give me a chumash? Thank you. So this pasuk, V'hotziat kol hapar, is talking about the par of the Kohen Mashiach. In other words, if a Kohen Gadol that makes an erroneous ruling, he follows his own erroneous ruling, thank you so much. This is a special Korban Chatat he brings, and his Korban Chatat is one of the Chataot Pimiot. Nun Amar Aleph 58, the top line, okay? So the so he says, well, see it called Hapar, so after the par is shechted, and the blood is sprinkled on the inner Mizbeach, the Torah says, V'hotzi et kol Hapar. So take the whole animal outside the Machaneh, outside Yerushalayim, and burn it. But the Torah refers to it as kol hapar. So we see a dead par is also called a par. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Napcho asks Rabbi Ami. You say that he's like a second Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen died, so maybe he's got to come in with a live par. He can't pick up where left the previous one left off. We see the Torah refers to a dead par as being a par. So he says, Sheotziat Kulo. So that's the answer. That the Torah is saying, like, whatever remains from the par, you should take out. In other words, not saying it's the same as a par. Not saying dead par right now is the same as a live par. You'd see et kol hapar, what remains from the par. Anything that is left over from the par, you'll bring over and burn it outside of Yerushalayim. Not saying that's the same as a live par. So then he asks, bit par katat bit sira katat. So the second question he asks him, it says by the avoda on Yom Kippur, that he'll take the par and the se'ir chatat. Again, these are the chataot pnimiot, the se'ir l'Hashem And the par, he's going to take it outside the machane, or outside the walls of Jerusalem, and burn it. Here it doesn't say et kol hapar. It says the et par katav yisir katav. The animals are called the par. The dead par is called the par. So Amara Papa, so Rav Papa now revises our understanding of the Psukim, but or Ubasru perished, Pliyamalo Pligi. So the Gemara says, in Hakinami, if you have the skin, the hide, the meat, the perishes, like the waste of the animal, the whole animal, everybody agrees that that's called a par. Everybody will send page 99, okay? Masechet Yoman, 99, okay? So everybody agrees, Pliyamalo Pligi, everybody agrees that would be called a par. Ki Pligi Badab. The machloket is when I'm only coming in with the blood. He says, Mara Savar Dam Ikri Par. One opinion, i.e., Rabbi Yisrael holds, the blood alone is called par, meaning the essence of the animal, the Adam Hu Banefesh Yechaper. The essence of the animal is the blood. So the blood is called the par. So he's coming with the blood. Mara Savar Dam Lo Ikri Par. One says, no, the blood alone is not called the par. So he's got to come in with a whole animal. So Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says it's more logical, the first opinion, that blood is called par. It says, what is Aaron going to enter the Kodesh, the Heichal, with? Befar ben bakar. So atu bekarni ma'ilei, just take the animal by the horns and bring it in. It's cool. When it says that it'll come befar, it means with the blood of the par. So in Achinami, that being shot, then it's hands down, the pasuk we pass in that way. Ela b'damo b'kari le par. The Edach, the other opinion, which is Rabbi Ami holds, Bameh Hukshar Aaron Lavola Kodesh. The way he understands Psukim, how is Aaron authorized to enter the Kodesh? He says, Befar Ben Bakar Lakatat. In other words, if he first he gets the par, he shucks it, he gets the blood, he does everything, then he's authorized to enter the Kodesh. It doesn't mean Bezodi Aaron Kodesh Befar Ben Bakar, he's going to bring the par, and it doesn't mean the blood. It means this is the way he can come if he does A, B, C, and D. And A, B, A includes you bring the whole par. Okay, so let me just pause for a second and see what we're up to and summarize, take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the question that we were addressing is if the Kohen Gadol, he did the avoda on the par, and then he has the Kabbalah Saddam, and then he dies, can the second Kohen Gadol take over and walk into the Kodesh with the blood? So when it says, Bezodi Avoron the Kodesh Befar Ben Bakar LeKatad, does that mean the blood is good enough, and the way we understand it now, that's the essence of the animal? Or is it saying that no, he has to do all the prior requirements with the animal, then he can enter the Kodesh? So the Gemara didn't come to a clear answer, but we surveyed the Rambam Paskins, the blood was enough to do it. Okay, questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, welcome, Robert. Okay, we're on Nun Amud Aleph 50A, around 10 lines down, okay? All right. All right, now the Gemara says, now in the previous sugya, if we assume that we need a whole animal, so he's dead in the water, he's got to begin with a new animal. If we assume in the previous sugya that the blood is enough, so the Gemara has a more overarching question. How could the second Kohen Gadol enter with the blood alone? But typically, the chatat shemei tu ba'alehi. Why don't we say there's another problem? The par, what type of korban is the par? It's a korban chatat. So the halacha is, if you have a chatat shemetu bala, if you have a chatat whose owner has died, so we normally say yamutu, the animal has to die. This animal is dead already, but it means it would be pasul as a korban. That's what he's saying. It's a chatat shemetu bala. We know that Chazal teaches halacha moshe mi-Sinai, there are five chatat with meitot. And the mnemonic, does anybody remember the mnemonic? It's the mnemonic is betimna, right? It's a Mishnah Masechet Temura, not the Timna, but so the Bav is, it has a Vlad Chatat, yes, Vlad Chatat has to die. The Taf is Temura, right? And the Mem is Meitu Baleha. The Nun is Nitkapru Baleha. And the Ayin is Abrashnato, if it aged out. So in any of those circumstances, the Chatat has to die. So anyway, so here, now we have the Shtak Kasha. How can the second Kohen possibly go forward? This par belonged to the first one. The Kohen Gadol pays out of his own pocket. So it's his korban. So it's a chatat shemei tu baleha, and it's psula. So how can this work? So b'chatat shemei tu baleha lamita azla means it normally has to die. It is dead already, but it means it's a chatat psula. So amri ravin bar rav adal, the ravah, amri tamidach amar rav amram. So Rabbi Bar of Ada said to Rava that your Talmidim say in the name of Rava Amra. So they say Chatat Sibur Hivlo Lamita Azla, that the tar of the Kohen Gadol is a Chatat Sibur. So now when it says Chatat Sibur, the only way it's not brought with the money, the Sibur, clearly, but he's bringing on behalf of all his fellow Kohenim. So in that respect, he's calling that a Chatat Sibur that we have to clarify as we get into the Sugya. Okay? But if it's a Chatat Sibur, it takes it out of the klal of a Chatat Shemetu Balea. And the reason it's not Chatat Shemetu Balea, we discussed this previously, I think, that Sibur never dies. The Sibur is eternal. Sibur never, even if one or two people die, the Sibur goes on and on and on. So this, there is no such thing as a Metu Balea. Okay, now we have Ditnan that we learn in the Mishnah. Now, this, so on the side, it's Eichet, it's Eichet, it says Ditanya, it's a Braisa. There is a Mishnah similar to this in Masechet Temura, but not word for word like it. So if it's Ditan or else Ditanya, he says Amalo Rameir. So the Tanakhama says that if it's a Korban Sibur, then it's Doka Tuma and Doka Shabbos. Korban Sibur is Doka Tuma, Doka Shabbos. In other words, it's Tuma Hutrabat Sibur. If it's Korban Yachid, it's not Doka Shabbos, and it's not, can't come with Tuma. That's what the Tanakhama says. So it says, the Tanya, Amar lo Reb Meir. So Meir says back to the Tanakhama. Now again, the thing we're trying to prove is that the par is a Chatat Sibur. That's what we're trying to prove. It says, Amar lo Reb Meir, v'lo par yom ha-kipurim v'chavite kohen gadol u'pesach the korban yachidu, the docher ha-shabbat v'yeratuma. He says, I don't agree with you. In other words, you said that if it's a korban Sibur, it's docher Shabbos, docher Tuma. If it's a korban yachid, it's not docher Shabbos, not docher Tuma. So he says you have the par of Yom Kippurim, which is the one we're talking about, and the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Chavite Kohen Gadol is the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. He brings more, half in the morning, half in the evening. He says, and then Pesach, and the Korban Pesach, the Korban Yachid, who each one of those he's identifying as a Korban Yachid, v'docher ha-shabbat v'yeratuma. Now, he wants to extrapolate from the fact that Rameir, the Tanakhama says, if it's Korban Sibur, it's Doka Shabbos and Doka Tum. If it's Korban Yachid, it's not. Shemeir says, but among other things, you have the par of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, which is a Korban Yachid, Rameir says. So he says, La Mechbal Dich Lamantamar the Sibur. So from there, we think we can extrapolate that the Tanakhama holds its Korban Sibur. In other words, that sounds like Kufa, what the Machloket is, that the Tanakhama, who's not quoted here, he'll hold as a Korban Sibur, so it fits into his klal that a Korban Sibur is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tuma. Oh, I nearly forgot. The learning tonight is the Luna Shama for Phyllis Kirsch. Let me go back 1 second. Let me one second. Yeah, Arthur, you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's Phyllis's name again?
Tzipora Hinda Bas Chaim Alta.
Yeah, so this learning is Lilu Neshama of Tzipora Hinda Bat Malka Chaya?
Bat Chaya Malka.
Chaya Malka. Tzipora Hinda Bat Chaya Malka, Zichrono Lebracha.
Chaya Malka.
Bat Chaya Malka. Bat Chaya Malka, Zichrono Lebracha.
Yeah.
All right. So, So from the fact that Rameir says it's a Korban Yachid, we think we can extrapolate that the Tanakhama holds it's Korban Sibur. That's the alleged, that's the proof that Rav's Tamidim said, Tamidach, in the name of Rav Amram. So the Gemara says, so this is Rav, and that was his fun. So this is what they say to Rav, that your Tamidim had this answer to the question. Mainly, it's called Korban Sibur. So then we don't have a problem with Chatzot Shemei Tubaleo. So Rav says back, with the Ameh, but according to that rationale, the Katani, we learn in a different price, so also as part of the same give and take, same topic. Amalu Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says to the Tanakhama, below Parlin Dabarsot Sibur, who's three of Otakuchav and the Chagiga, the Korban Sibur, Vein Dokin Lo Arashbab, Lo Aratuma. He says that the Parhelim Dabar Sibur, that's when the Sibur follows an erroneous ruling by the Bezdin and does an Aveiro that would be Chayav Karet, and Sirei of Otakuchavim, they also follow an erroneous ruling and do something that would be considered avodah zarah, and chagiga. So chagiga, he says the korban sibur. Now, how is the korban sibur? So tomorrow's daf, we'll get into it. But tomorrow's going to say it comes to kinufia. becomes like everybody brings it together. So it's a korban sibur. So again, the Tanakhama says that if it's a korban sibur, it's dofe Shabbos, dofe tuma. And now Rabbi Yaakov says, here I have these other korbanot that are a korban sibur and don't fit into the klal. So mechlal d'iklam andamar d'yachid. So what are you going to say? Somebody holds that those are korban yachid? Ella. So that means that's not the way we should understand this give and take. Ella tanakam kamahadirle. Rather, each one, i.e. Rameir and Rabbi Yaakov, responding to Tanakama, the Shami Dekamar Korban Sibur Doka to Shoah Vidatuma, the Korban Yachid Eno Doka Loda Shoah Vidatuma. So they heard the Tanakama say that if it's a Korban Sibur, it's Doka Shabbos Doka Tuma. Korban Yachid doesn't work that way. So Amal Rameir, Korban Yachid Klaalahus, Rameir is saying, is Korban Yachid an overarching principle? Below Par Yom Kibarim, Bechavite Kong Yidol Pesach Korban Yachid Uvdoka and Shabbos. In other words, not that you hold it's a korban sibur. In other words, we all hold it's a korban yachid, but that's sort of like disproves your rule. You see, we all hold it's a korban yachid, but nevertheless, it's docha Shabbos via the tuma. But Amar Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov is saying to the Tanakhama, korban sibur klaluhu, is that an overarching principle of it's korban sibur? It is docha Shabbos, it is docha tuma. Below parling davershal sibur, sibur kufam ufigid korban sibur hu. Those three are korbanot sibur, the ain doken lo to shav lo to tuma. Then they're not doken. So ella the kod high klal of yadik. So rather, the overarching principle you have to take is koshes mano kavua doken shav to tuma. If it has a set time when it has to be brought, whether it's korban yachid or korban sibur, it's doken shabbos doken tuma. If it's yachid, the koshes is kavua and a doken lo to shav lo to tuma, but if it's sibur. So let's go slowly with this. So we said, how is this second Kohen able to possibly continue on to be a voter with this par? It's a chata chenei tubala because he bought it with his own money. Now he's dead. So the chata chenei tubala is psula. So then so Ravin Boravada said to Rava that you're Talmidim, so then Rav Amram that it's a chata tzibur. It's considered to be a chata tzibur. So then, One second. Yeah. And then he tried to bring proof from this brisa, from the give and take, that the par of a Kohen Gadol was a chatat from the tzibur. But it came out the way we understand the brisa in the end, that's not the case. So we're like at ground zero with this. All right. So let's go slowly with this. Rava is the one who was responding to this. In other words, they said that this proves that it's a korban sibur. Rava says, no, it does not. And then Rava seems to successfully overcome their arguments. So Rava is saying that the chatat of the Kohen Gadol is a korban from a yachid, right? That's what he's saying. So Eifei Abai. So now Abai shows up. So Eifei Abai. So Abai posed a question to Rava. He says, is everybody good so far? Anybody questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. So let me just do another, get to the bottom of the column, and then we'll have even more time, okay? So Eifei Abaye, so Abaye posed the following question to Rava. Harvest at Yershal Yom Kippurim Sha'abdu, the Frishachem Tachtein, Kulam Yamutu. So this is from a Braisa. It says, if the par of the Seir of Yom Kippur get lost, and he separated other ones, Kulam Yamutu. So and then presumably they show up, so that they all have to die. It means like we had this in Masechet Tamura, similar cases, like you had, you know, animals designated, they took a walk, they went on a lamb, and then you dig other animals and they show up. In some ways, it's chatat shenei kapru baleha, basically. So he says, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omrim, Yiru Achi Yistavu. Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon say, no, let them graze till they get a mum. Yimachru, Yiblu, the main Lenadava. Then with the money, it'll go for the Lenadava, like voluntarily courts, Prince Sibor. She'ain Tachat Chatat Sibor Meita. So here, we were talking about the par and the seer of Yom Kippurim. So the par of Yom Kippur. And it identifies it as the Chatat Sibor. That's the main thing. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda and to Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. And it doesn't sound like that is even a dispute, because Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon is saying that since it is a korban sivur, so it shouldn't be meted. So at least those two tanaim hold, and maybe everybody holds that way. So now Rava held it was not a korban sivur. So what is Rava going to do with this? So Amar Lei, so Rava says to him, to Abaye, my par, par holim davar shel sivur. So he says, when the Brisa says, par b'sa'ir shel yom kippurim, when it says par, it's not talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, it's talking about a different par, par holim davar shel sivur. That's what it's talking about. The par that the sivur brings based on erroneous ruling of Bezdin, and that they didn't obey Rav. So the Gemara says, v'ashel yom kippurim and katani, how can you say that? The Brisa says, par b'sa'ir shel yom kippurim, the par in the seer of Yom Kippur. How could that be par holim davar shel sivur? Ki katani adesayir. So Rava says that when it says shel yom kippurim, that's qualifying the seer, not the par. So the par, in other words, the par he says is par holim davar shel sivur, and the seer of Yom Kippur. That's what he says. But in Achinami, the par of the Kohen Gadol, the korban yakid. That's what Rava wants to say. That's what he responds. So then, again, once Abaye gets a hold of you, he doesn't like leave you. So then he has another question. Bahatani, we learn in a different price, partially Yom Kippurim, who Seir Shal Yom Kippurim. So here, this price says Mefurish, the par of Yom Kippur and the Seir of Yom Kippur. So it's like, you know, Barachel B'chaktana. Everything's spelled out. Sha'avdu V'frishachem Taftayin. And then they got lost, and then you separated other ones. Kulam Yamutu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they all have to go to die. So this brisa is the same opinion as we had above, but this brisa spells out clearly that the par is the par of Yom Kippur, and it identifies it as korban tzibur. So Rava says, "Lo tema she'in chata tzibur meita, ela ema she'in chata reshutven meita." So Rava says, "In achinami, I hold it's." Like it's not a korban yachid, but I don't think you should say it's a korban sibur. In other words, when you gave me that answer, you said it's a korban sibur. So I agree with you. In other words, I agree with the basic concept. The question was, how could the second kohen go forward with this korban if it's a chatat shemeitu balea? And then you said it's a chatat sibur, ein sibur meita. So I don't like it that you said it's chatat sibur. I think you should have said a chatat of shutim, a part. Not a chatat sibur. He says, umay nafkamina, what's the difference whether I say, since you agree that the basic concept is not a korban yachid, and you agree that the second point go forward with it, so why are you being so medayek that I should say chatat shutvim and not a chatat of the sibur? He says, lo maiti konim par b'hodah, because he, Rava, was concerned that the Talmidim who would hear that he had signed off that it's a par of the sibur, would extrapolate from there that the Kohanim, the Shevet Kuhuna, is called a Tzibur. And where and when does it mean the Nafkamina for that? By Parham Dabar Shal Tzibur. So if the Bezdin makes an erroneous ruling and mostly applies to what follows the erroneous ruling, you bring Parham Dabar Shal Tzibur. So the Gemara learns, even if the Bezdin makes an erroneous ruling and a Shevet, most of a Shevet follows the erroneous ruling, the Shevet brings Parham Dabar Shal Tzibur. So now, but let's say the Bezdin makes a ruling and most of the Kohanim follow the erroneous ruling. So are they considered to be a tzibur? So Rabbi says, no, they're not considered to be a tzibur. So Mela, I don't want you calling this a korban tzibur, the par in Achinami, Aaron is bringing this par on behalf of all the Shevet Kuhuna. And in Achinami, it's not the same as a korban yachid. And you're right, all the Shutvim are not going to die, so you can go forward with it. But I don't want you calling it a korban tzibur, because once Talmidim hear it's a korban tzibur, they'll say, the Shevet Kuhuna is a tzibur. Mela, if there'd be an erroneous ruling by a Bezdin and they would follow this erroneous ruling, they could bring a parlam davar shel tzibur, and that's not the case by the Shevet Kuhuna. Now, let's take a look. Let me just do the last Rashi, and then we'll pause in a minute for some questions. Let's look at the last Rashi on Nun Amud Aleph 58, last Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Kolo maiti konim par b'hora, kolomar, gabayin badai, and here he clicks on the side, gabayin modina. He says, I certainly concede the matarzi, bein nikri chatat tzibur, bein nikri chatat shutvin. I agree with you that the answer, the question is disposed of, but it's the korban tzibur or korban shutvin, fine. The Kohen has a green light to go ahead with it. Aval lo nichalei l'rav l'kotan tzibur, Rava didn't like the idea of calling the par of the Kohen of korban tzibur. V'sholim v'talmidim, shimhoru beitin, he says, on the side, he corrects it from the Hagot HaGra, Beitim Lekohanim Bavor Lachat Min HaMitzvot. So if the Beis Din made a hurrah for the Kohanim to violate halacha in a way that would be chayav in the Korban Chatah, the Asu Kohanim Al Piyam, and the Kohanim followed their ruling, Shimabim Karlim Davar Kechami Kol Shvatim. The Kaimalon Shevet Chadik Kri Kahal. Because we hold that one Shevet is called the Kahal. So I don't want people to think that Shevet Kuhn is also called the Kahal. So Kohanim Badel Lav Ikru Kahal El Tanshna Bu Nachaba. He says, The Kohanim are not called the Kahal. The only people who call the Kahal, Rashi says, are the ones who have a Nachala, Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. That's the way Rashi says here. Let me just do a little piece on this, and then we'll take a little pause. Okay, now he goes through the whole thing in the car, and the Shutvim, and so forth. Now, the Be'er Shevan in Horios, on Daf Vav, notes that although the Gemara in Horios cites an opinion that Shevet Levi is not regarded as a Kahal, because they did not receive a portion of land, Rava they disagrees. And asserts that, so that's the way Rashi said. They don't have a chelik in Israel, you're not a kahal. Rava there in Horios disagrees and asserts that Shevet Levi is also considered a kahal and are subject to parlin davar shel tzibur. So now it seems like a stira. Accordingly, he asks why Rava and our Gemara objects to classifying Yom Kippur bull of the Kohanim as a chatat tzibur. So we said that Rava's concerned we don't want people to make a mistake that Shevet Kuhuna is called a kahal and to bring a parlin davar shel tzibur. But and Rashi says because they don't have a chelik in Eretz Israel. But Rava himself holds the Sefer Horios that Shevet Levi is considered a Kahal, even though they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Israel. So the Rashash explains that even though Rava says in Horios that Shevet Levi is classified as a Kahal, the Kohanim without the Levium are not considered a Kahal because they comprise the only minority of the whole Shevet Levi. In other words, Rava, yeah, you're right. Shevet Levi would be considered a Kahal. And you're right. Rava holds they don't have to have a part in Eretz Israel, but I have to have most of the Shevet. The Shevet is Shevet Levi, not the Shevet Kuhuna. Therefore, Rav asserts that the Yom Kippur bull cannot be referred to as the Chatat HaTzibur because it did not provide atonement for the entire tribe of Levi, only for the Kohanim. Okay, so again, so what we've said so far, so again, we asked the question, Kohen Gadol A dies. He wants to go in with the blood. So we had Akasha, is the blood enough to go in with? And according to one side, it's enough to go in and continue the Avodah with the blood. But we said, isn't this a Chatat Shemei Tu Baaleha? Because the Kohen Gadol pays for it out of his own fund, it's a Chatat Shemei Tu Baaleha. So how do we? So we said it was a Korban Tzibur. Then we got into all Shach and Tari. The Rabbi says it's not a Korban Tzibur. So the Gemara says the Rabbi said it's a Korban Shutim, a Korban of partners. In other words, that don't call Shevet Kahuna a Tzibur because they're not a Kahal. I don't want people to think it's a Kahal. But otherwise, in Akunami, he's on with the main answer. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up? The Korban Pesach. It was not on Pesach, brought on Erev Pesach, which is on a Shabbos. You bring the Korban Pesach. Okay? Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. Okay, everybody good? Okay, so on Nun Amud Aleph, we're at the bottom line. Okay, the bottom line on Nun Amud Aleph, 58, the bottom line. Okay? Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Dabai Rav Lazar. Now, the Gemara is going to ask another question against Rava. Again, it says, Dabai Rav Lazar, turn page. The Divrei Omer, Par Yom Kippur and Korban Yachid, Oset Tamura, Eino Oset Tamura. So this is Rav Lazar says, according to the opinion that the Par Yom Kippur is Par Yachid. That was Rav Meir. Rav Meir in the Brice that we quoted before said that the Par on Yom Kippur was a Korban Yachid. That's the way he identified it. So according to him, he says that Osa Tamura and Osa Tamura. Now, Tamura, I can't make Tamura from a Korban of Shutrim and certainly not from a Korban Sibur, right? It's only a Yachid, a mere Yamir. So the person can make Tamura, but not more than that. So the Gemara says, Lav Mechal Diglamad Damar Tzibur. So is it not true that from the fact, again, similar argument we had before, that since Reb Meir says part is Korban Yachid, that there's somebody, in other words, the Tanakam, who holds the Korban Sibur. Lo, Michal the Iklamad Damar the Shutvim. No, the only thing you could say is that the Tanakam holds the Korban Shutvim, and Reb Meir is saying it's a korban of a yachid. That's the only thing. That's the only thing we have so far. So far we've been able to, you know, we're staying with this idea. Okay, so Rava holds that the par of the Kohen Gadol is a korban shutta. All right, let's see further. Now, by Rav Lazar, the Omer Pari Yomakrib Korban Yachid Osetz Moreno Setemura. Now, according to the opinion, which is Rav Meir, who said the par of Yom Kippur is a korban yachid, is it susceptible to making temura? In other words, if the owner of that korban would say this one should be like that one, do I have temura there? In other words, temura is when you say I want B to be instead of A, but so the Torah says so they're both kodesh, but you know, you shouldn't do that. But it's only effective if it's a korban yachid. So he's asking, according to the opinion, Rav Meir, who says korban yachid. So can I make temura with it? So the Gemara says, "My kama bialis." What is Rav Lazar asking? So you could say perhaps he's hooking into a topic. There's a topic. Let's say I am makdish an animal to help you out with your korban. In other words, I know that Robert is high of a korban chatat, and I want to be a nice person, so I'm makdish an animal for Robert. I'm makdish an animal for him to use the animal as a korban. So which one of us can make temura now? Is it the donor, or is it the makdish, or the mekaper? In other words, one person is makdish, he sanctifies the animal. The other person is the intended beneficiary. So who is authorized to make temura? So perhaps that's what Rav Lazar was asking. In other words, here you have this korban. The Kohen Gadol buys the korban from his own pocket, but he's being mezake the shevet kahuna with it. So maybe he was bothered by who can, maybe that's what he was asking. So the Gemara says, that's not even a kasha. Chief of the batar mitkaper azina. There, we know the halakha, it's halakha psuka, that we follow the mitkaper, the one who got atonement. The Amir Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Abahu said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hamakdish mosif chomesh. Now again, if I have one person, Reuven is makdish an animal to benefit Shimon, and this could be any korban. So he says, hamakdish mosif chomesh. So if the animal gets a mum, and now I want to be poed to the animal, I want to redeem the animal. So the makdish, the one who sanctified the animal, he has to add a chomesh. In other words, the Torah says, "V'migol yigal." He says, "Where is the pasuk?" Rashi, I think, quotes it. One second. Yeah, makdish behemto. He says, "V'ima makdish yigal." Makdish lo mekaper. If the makdish will redeem, I think it's beito, but if the makdish is tries to redeem it, he has to add a chomesh. The other person not. That's one thing. The second halacha is that the one who's mit kaper, he's the one who's authorized to make temura. And again, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is addressing situations. We have one person doing something for somebody else. So if I take, I'm a nice guy, I'm taking some of my tavua for truma for Odeid. So he says, I'm taking the truma so that Odeid's crops will be patur, tovara shalo. So I get to decide who to give the truma to. It says, but the key line we want is mitkaper oset temura. So it's not like this. Rabbi Yochanan says clearly mitkaper oset temura. So we don't think Rabbi Lazar would be asking that because Rabbi Yochanan said clearly mitkaper. So the Golem says, lo olam shitle the batar mitkaper aslina. So, no, in Achinami, Rabbi Lazar knew that we follow the mitkaper. And he knows that it's only the Kohen Gadol who pays for it. And he knows that the Shevet Kuna are the Mekaper. And only Mekaper can make Temura. But this is what Rav Lazar was bothered with. Are the brethren Konim, are they like full partners? In other words, is it that Kohen Gadol, he buys this par? And now he's mezake with the par for all Shevet Kuna. Now everybody's like equal shareholders in the par. Is that the way this is working? That's Bikyuta. So we're like full shutvim, no question about that. Odilma, but kufya mitkaper. Or perhaps they're just like ancillary, they're coming along for the ride. Maybe he maintains the ownership of the animal, and he's really the baalim of the animal, but they somehow get added on to it. They're able to like be dragged along with his kapara. That's the thing. So if I say the first way, so the Shevet Kahuna would be the ones to make a temura. I don't know what Shifrim can make a temura, but if anyone can make a temura, would be the mitkaprim. But if I say the first way, so then it's the Kohen Gadol, the one who's capable of making a Temura. Now, usually in Korban Shutrim, there is no Temura. So the first way, Lefora, there wouldn't be a Temura, but the second way, there would be. Okay. So again, so let's go slowly with this. So we said the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he brings his par. And the lacha is with the par, he pays for the par out of his own pocket. So it's not a korban sibur. But with the par, he brings kapara for all of his tava kohenim, all his kohen brethren. So Reb Lazar had the question, who would be the one to make tamura with this animal? In other words, and I know that in general, when one person donates, the other person receives benefit, we follow the kapir, we do the kapir. But here he wasn't sure. How is this working? Is it that the Kohen Gadol buys it and he's mazaka everybody and everybody's like an owner in the par? Is that the way it works? So they're all equal shareholders in the par and that's how they get kapara? Or perhaps he's the owner. He, the Kohen Gadol, remains the owner, but in some way he's able to drag along his brethren Kohenim. Let's look at Rashi on that. Yeah, I'll do two, but look at the Kiyuta, it's near the bar. The Kiyuta Mekapri, Kishara Ha Mekaprim, Shefrishu Akem Aleim, Sheknu Lehem Abahimu Kapara, Avka Niklum Chedako, Vahadu La Chatar Shutvim Lin Tmura. So then it would be a Chatar Shutvim. So a Chatar Shutvim, you can't do Tmura with it because it belongs to partners. O Dilma Bekukya Mekapri, or perhaps they get Kapar Bekukya, Kolomar, Ein Kapar Tan Kaguabo, it's not like permanent set into it, and let Safal Gav Kapar Kung at all. It's like floating on top of the kapar of the Kohen Gadol. Kedavar atzaf al pnei yamayim. It's something that's floating on the surface of the water. In a korban nikra al shemam, he says the korban is not called dur korban. It's the korban of the Kohen Gadol, the korban yachidu. Vayitzef habarzel mitargma b'kap habarzel. So Rashi quotes this a number of places in Shas, like the metal floated on the water in Sefer Malachim Bay. So the targum is b'kap habarzel. Okay. So again, so that's the question we have. To determine what is the nature of this korban of the par of the Kohen Gadol. All right, everybody good? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's go further. So now we're up to Tashma, around 15 lines down, almost midway down the column. So Tashma, now we put a quote of Braisa. The Braisa says, Komer bezevach mi betmura. There's a stringency bezevach in a korban over a tamura. Tamura, again, is a substitute for the korban. Now the zevach, the Bryce does not identify which Zevach we're talking about, but we think, or the Gemara will think, that we're talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol. That's why we're bringing it in. So Tashma, Chomer b'Zevach min b'Tmura, v'Chomer b'Tmura b'Zevach. Chomer b'Zevach, there's a stringency with the Zevach, Shazevach Noheg. Now here, there's different yourselves. Either B'Tzibur u'V'Yachid could be one way, or it could be B'Yachid u'B'Tzibur is one way, or Tzibur kiviyachid. So the Zevach is no way in the Tzibur like the Yachid, meaning the way I'm saying, or the way the Gemara thinks, it's the par of the Kohen Gadol. The Chatak to be brought on behalf of the Tzibur, Chatak to be brought on behalf of the Yachid, he says, or else it's, okay, he says, V'docher HaShabbat, it pushes away Shabbos, meaning even if Shabbos is going to bring it, V'yad HaTumah, and again, the Tumah would also be brought, V'oset Temura, and it can generate Temura. So that's going to be the issue. Is the fact that it could generate tamura would mean the one side. It means like that the his. Masha'en kain b'tamura. Tamura, something animal that is in the tamura, can never be brought from the tzibur, can never be docha Shabbos, can never be docha tuma. He says, Homer and tamura cannot make another tamura. In other words, the animal A can make B, but B can't make C. Homer b'tamura b'zevach, there's a stringency in tamura over the zevach, sh'tamura chala al ba'al mom kavua. Tamura, in other words, can be if animal B, it says, Lo yim yirin ra b'tobo ra otobo ra, I could have the second animal be worse than the first animal. The second animal could be a baal mum. And normally, if I'm makdish a baal mum, it only gets kedushas damin. With tamura, it gets kedushas guf, a higher level of kedusha, gets kedushas guf. So it says, So tamura chala baal mum kabua, the ena yotza, the chulun yazayz v'lay abay. And at that point, it can never be nifta. To be to have its wool shorn or to work with it. Masha ain't came b'zevach. If it's a korban zevach, if it's a regular korban, or in this case we're going to say the part of the Kohen Gadol. So if a makdish and it's a baal mum and all his kushtamim, and then I can be poded. and then I could work with it, and I could shear it with wool would be a sheep. So the Gemara says, again, that's the Braisa. Everybody wake, everybody with me? Okay. So hi Zeba Khaifadami. What's the case of Zeba that we just referred to in the Braisa? Ilaim it's Yachid. If I say it's a Korban Yachid, mi dachi Shabbat Batuma. Would it be Docha Shabbat Batuma? El of the Tzibur. So what the only thing is, so then it's Korban Tzibur. Mi osa Tmura, can you make Tmura? El lav the par. Is it not, we think that the Braisa is talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol? Is Docha Shabbos Tumah because it is a set time? He says, but Osa Tumura, the Korban Yachidu. And to make Tumura because it's Korban Yachid. Okay, let's summarize 1 second, then we'll go on. Now, again, we had 2 ways of understanding the par of the Kohen Gadol. But again, everybody agrees the Kohen Gadol pays for it out of his own pocket. That's a given. And he's mizak in some way. His brethren Kohenim get kapara with it. But is that Bikviuta? Are they like shareholders in it? Everybody's equal or equal partners? Or is Bikufia? He's still the owner, but somehow he's able to drag them along and they get kapara with it. So we didn't know the answer to that question. So we quoted the Braisa. The Braisa said, mentions about a Zevach, and whatever the Zevach is, the Zevach is Dokta Shabbos and Tuma, and to make a Tumura, because it's Korban Yachid. The Gemara thinks we're talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol. If it's part of the Kohen Gadol, and it can make a Tumura, that means the latter way. It's his Korban, and they're being dragged along. Okay, everybody good so far? All right. Okay, so we're 10 lines from the bottom, a new number of days. Everybody think? Okay. So Amrav Shesha, lo, be'edlu shalaro. So Rav Shesha says, no. It's not going to say the par. I can say the Zebak is the aisle. It says, the Vodio, or the Befar, Befetachatat, be'aile yola. We don't have to say, it could be talking about the aisle. The aisle is a Korban Ola, if it's in. So the Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mustaber. That's more logical to say the Braisa is talking about the aisle. The aisle is the adult sheep, the male sheep is the lion, a ram. He says, the Isak Daita the Paro, if you would have thought, which we thought initially, that it was a par, Tamura de Par, Shabbat Tuma Hud Lodakya, Abachol Mikra Karva. He says, but the Tamura of a par, so it's just Shabbos and Tuma, it can't push away. But behold, during the week, I'd be offered as a korban. A tmur chatat he, which tmur chatat lamita azla. It would be a tmur b'chatat, and tmur chatat is one of the 5 chatot meitot. So the Gemara says, so that's this is an additional proof he wants to say that the Braisa is not talking about the par of Aaron. If he's talking about the par of Aaron, how could it be that tmura for it would ever be brought as a korban? So the Gemara rejects that last proof. Lo, Leolam Paro, I could still say from that last argument, it's talking about the par, Umay Tamura, Shem Tamura. When it says Tamura, it doesn't mean the Tamura of that specific animal. It was the Braisa refers to Zeva, and refers to Tamura. The Tamura is not necessarily the Tamura of that Zeva. Tamura is talking about Tamura in general, like pie in the sky Tamura. That's what it's talking about. So the Gemara says, Yihahi Zeva Nami Shem Zeva. If that's the case, maybe when it says Zeva, it's only generically Korban. Not a specific korban. So the Gemara says, "Shem zevach lo katani." No, when it comes to zevach, he's talking about a specific korban. Imai, why would you say there he's talking about a specific korban? The other one's doing generalities. Mita katani chomer b'tmura chetmura chala al baal mum kavua ben yotzei lechul nigazei lavei. Because he compares it and he says there's a stringency of tmura over a zevach. What's the stringency of tmura? Because a tmura, it's chala al baal mum kavua. If it's baal mum, and you say this will be the set of this, so the douches will go. And it's not, and it can't be taken the lechulin to shear and to work with it. If you would assume when it says zebach, it means korban in general, bahaika, top line, under the alpha medalit, everybody's still awake, bahaika, bechor umaser. So within korban, we have 2 corpses that korban, bechor and maser. Bechor is the firstborn animal of the, of the 3 animals, the shore, the sand, and the par, and then we have Maaseh, the 10th animal, the chalin albamum kavua. So those in other words, here the Braisa says Tamura is more chamor than zevach. And if you say so, Tamura is in general. If I say zevach is in general, it's not true because within the category of zevach is bechor and maaser, and in bechor and maaser, so in Achinami it gets kedusha guf even though it's a balmum kavua. In other words, if the 10th one works on the pen, he's got a mum. Say Nakanami, if it is born, it's firstborn, the Ain Yotz Lakum Gazes Ladeid. And then they can't be nifta to be sheared and to work. Ela Shem Zevach Lo Katani. So he's not talking about generalities when he mentions Zeva. Why Tamura would we say this general? So he says, I'm sorry, my Shnat Tamura, Shem Tamura, Umay Shnat Tamura, Shem Tamura Achadi. Yeah. So he says, Umay Shnat Tamura, so Shem Tamura Achadi. And why by Tamura, you say it's just a general category. So Zevach, Ika Bechor, Ika Maaser. In other words, Shem Tamura is Achadi. In other words, Tamura is a general category. That's true. But within Korbanot, we have different dinim, and some of those dinim do not fit into that brisa. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll see where we go. Let's just repeat again. Okay, I'm just repeating. So we started off, we were trying to understand what's the nature of the par that the Kohen Gadol has. Is it the other Kohenim have the Kviuta? Are they like shareholders in the par? In other words, he, the Kohen Gadol, is Mizaka, the Shevet Kuhuna with it, or it remains his par, but somehow they're able to sort of like come along for the ride and get kapara with. That's the question we had. So we quoted a brisa, and we thought the brisa was talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol. And the brisa said that it's capable of making tamura. So it's capable of making tamura. That must mean that it's par bottom, because the Korban Shutvim can't make tamura with it. So that would have resolved it. So the Gemara ended up saying no. It's not necessarily, it could be talking about Elo, it could be the Isle of Aro. So we don't have any proof from there one way or the other way. And then we said in that Brisa, when the Brisa mentions Tamura, it means just generically the Dinim of Tamura by all Korban. But it mentions Zeva, there is referring to a specific Korban, because if it was talking about, you can't refer to the Zevach as generality, because within the category of Zevach, the Brisa said there's a stringency in Tamura. Stringency of Tamura is that the Kedush is Chal, even on a Baal Mum. And it can't be nifta for it to be to shear and to work the animal. But within Korbano, generally speaking, you're right, that if you're Makdish Nalas Baal Mum, it doesn't get used to the goof, and then you could be poda it, and then you're okay. But there is, within the category of Korbano, there is before and Maaser, and there the Kedush the goof is Kal, even though it's Baal Mum, and I can't be poda it to redeem and to shear. All right. Now, let me just see. Any who did questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay, wait. One second. What's up for Robert? What do you got? Yeah, so what this went over, I'll go over again. So this halach l'moshemi Sinai, that there are five kata'ot metot. Which one is left to die? The I assume he means like the kata chemetu bala, right? Right? So one of the five chatot metod is tamura chatad. It's tamura b'chatad, would also, I assume, is what he means. So in other words, there are five. If I have a korban chatad, a sin offering, there are five situations where I have to let it just die. I have to look. No, it means I lock it in a room. I lock it in a room. It starves and keels over. That's five chatot metod. So I went through it. So the mnemonic device, remember that, is Bitimna. Bitimna. Bitimna is a woman. It's mentioned in Chumash. So Vav is Vlad Chatat, the offspring of a Chatat, if I have a Chatat and it gives birth. So the offspring has to die. And then the Taf is Tamura Chatat. That's the one you're talking about. If I have a Tamura for a Chatat, I have a Chatat, and now I say I want this one to be instead of that. So in other words, animal A is a korban chatat. I want B to be instead of A. And so B is to be instead of A, so both B and A remain are kap kedusha, but B now has to die. And that's the one you're talking about. Well, now you understand. Now you understand it. Okay. Then there are three other chatot meitot, but then we said so. Betimna was korban chatat. Then Meitubala, if the owners die, if somebody designates Korban Chatat and then he dies, the animal has to die. And then Nun is Nit Kapubala, if the Balim got Kapara with a different animal, it has to die. And then Ayin is Avrash Natat, aged out, it became older than a year old, it has to die. Okay, so now you know what to die is. Lock it in a room and then it dies. All right, now let me see what I have here. All right, so let me go back. So learning tonight was like Lulu Neshama, Phyllis Kirsch, Zikron Lebracha. Let me hear again, Aaron Moshe?
Yeah.
Well, what's her Hebrew name again?
The Tzipora Hinda.
Yeah.
Bas Chaim Alte.
Okay, so this learning was Lilui Neshama Tzipora Pinda Bat Chaim Alter Zichron Lebracha. She's Abelis Neshama. Okay. Let me end the recording. Let me end the recording. This 1 second. Second. Where is it? I'm trying to end this recording. There